Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to WAMRDB, Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman's station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
WAMRDB. My name is D Fly, the Monica Fly in the house. And tonight's special guest is the one and only Deja Teal in the house. Deja, how you doing?
I am doing just how you doing, Queen?
I'm doing all right. Just sitting here in this cold weather, as usual.
Well, I can't say that for Denver. I cannot say that for Denver. We're warming it up for you. It's coming your way, because you know I'm coming your way, too, pretty soon.
That's right. Oh, what's the temperature there in Denver right now?
It's actually around 69, something like that. It's nice and warm.
What? Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Denver. See, there's such a misnomer about Denver. People think when you say Denver, it's cold automatic. But why do they have the jacuzzis on the outside? They don't have them on the inside. They got them on the outside.
you got that right. You're right. Well, I'm up here tripping out at 69, and I don't know what the temperature is here in Minnesota right now. I didn't even look. Last time I was out there not too long ago, it was cold.
Right. We don't need any numbers for Minnesota, okay? We just say it's cold. But you know how it is, and I love my Minnesota. What's up, Minnesota fam? I will see you next week. You know that for Prince. Amen.
Amen. We're going to get on the subject of that. I have the producer. She's working hard back there. Miss Karima Ali on the line. I don't know if she's asleep right now. Busy, but she'll be on here with us shortly.
I'm here. I'm just listening to you all talk about weather. Now, y'all know damn well it ain't 61 degrees in Denver. So that's two different types of temperatures. 61 degrees in Denver would be like 40 degrees for us here in Atlanta. So, and I still say it's ungodly. I didn't even know it was black people in Denver. So that's really got me kind of jacked up right now. But, okay, you and your family.
If you had just come from where I just came from, which was the Black Small Business Association with the Black Chamber of Commerce in Denver, then you would say, okay, that's another misnomer. Amen.
Amen. I got family out there in Denver, although I have not seen them, and it's a shame I haven't seen them in 20 years. My cousin Leanne lives out there. But, yeah. Leanne Motley's out there.
I gotta make sure I do some engineering thoughts. You guys need to be close to the phone, not on speaker. It's doing a lot of backbeating. So we need to get everybody close to it so that people can really realize there's black people in Denver. That's perfect. There's black people in Denver, and so we're gonna let y'all have that. But
I'm hearing every time
like
I wake
you,
up in the morning. I know.
Well, that's one, but that's good. But like I said, it was 80 degrees in Atlanta. So all I can say is, you know, we
got that.
How does
this
sound weather.
For you?
No, really.
Is this okay? Am I sounding okay for you?
Yeah. You sound better now, but I just wanted to share with you all that, you know, it's ungodly for black people to be in Denver, and it's just not right. It's just something not right about it. And God been trying to get y'all attention for the no.
There is so much.
See, you all took. Well, of course it is. You all make up like 0.1% of the population, but. Needless to say, I just wanted to kind of do
queen,
that for you guys.
Actually, Queen, it's 2%.
Ooh, they're moving
it's
on
2%?
Up. We're moving on up.
Well, we're moving
on up.
Y'all.
Oh, you got it here.
Well, again, I am so honored to be with you, Queens, tonight. I'm so honored and so privileged, and thank you so much for having me on, and I know we've all had that busy day, and it's not even Thursday or hump day yet, and we had our hump day, from what I understand, today.
That's right. We're not even going to talk about busy, but yes.
That's right. That's what keeps us young. It keeps us from getting Alzheimer's and part-timers, so I'm grateful for it.
Now, I like to hear that. You're right about that. Now, Deja, I've read your bio. I didn't know that you've done all these things that you've done. First of all, I'd like for you to reiterate. First of all, I'd like to ask a couple questions as far as who are your musical influences first.
Okay. Well, first of all, let me just say that I am an all around. I grew up in Motown. When you came outside of my bedroom, it was Motown. But when you came in my bedroom, and this was from day one of being in the crib, it was classic rock.
Mm-hmm.
So I have such a diversified of influences in my life and even to this day. And that even includes my music teachers throughout my life, my school years, going back from elementary school with Mr. Jyla. And I know my peck elementary school people listening out there can relate with me that was in music with me. Michelle Ann May, if you're listening in Detroit, you know Mr. Jyla was there for us, and Hallie Middle School was Miss Edwards. And these were people that were part of the Last Mohicans of the teachers that really, really cared about you and, like, would take you to their homes on the weekends and expose you
mm-hmm.
to good music and things, you know?
Yeah.
So I go back to them being my influences. And as far as musical singers or celebrities or just more so, because I hate that word secular, first of all. Let me just get that out the way. People who know
right.
me, and I'm a pastor's kid two
mm-hmm.
times around, so I hate that word secular because I believe there's ministry in every type of music. If you soothe my soul,
thank you.
Then you are a minister.
Yeah.
And Demonica Fly is a minister.
Okay.
So let's get that out the way. But if you soothe my soul, you are a minister of me, because I know so many people that were born to James Brown, to Barry White, to Gladys Knight, to Prince, and I don't know none that was born to Jesus Can Work It Out and My Rent Is Due and Baby Need a New Pair of Shoes. I don't know nobody born to that song.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I know some people that were born to these Barry White and Prince and Gladys Knight and all kind and O.J. Stairway to Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
I know
yeah,
a lot of babies that were born to that. So I called all of them ministers of music.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They soothe
That's
your
absolutely.
Soul. Luther Vandross, he was a minister of music. So I don't believe in secular. To me, secular is what you're trying to be, and it ain't.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go
yeah.
there. But anyway, so yeah, I have so many influences, and we can go anywhere from Barbara Streisand, who helped me with my breathing, to Donna Summer, who helped me with my diversity and my showmanship. And
mm-hmm.
Layla Hathaway, who could just stand there, and Barbara Streisand, who could just stand there and make you just,
mm-hmm.
you could be shouting, and they just stand there. They didn't need any hype dancers or singer or, you know, anything like that. But they could just make you, your heart and your back just have a spine chilling experience just by listening to them. You didn't even have to look at them. You could just close your eyes. So I have a
mm-hmm.
lot of influences. I have to even give it up to Dolly Parton because she sang from her heart, you know, bless her soul, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I have such a lot of influences from even Engelbert Humperdinck. I love
mm-hmm.
me some Engelbert Humperdinck.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm truly dating myself. But, yeah, I have a lot of influences. So I don't have any favorites because – you know, I can get something out of any kind of song, you know, as long as it soothes my soul. And out of every genre, there's some I don't care for that I would never sing because it doesn't appeal to me to minister to you.
but then they're on the just the opposite with some other song. So it could be country, it could be gospel, it could be rhythm and praise, it could be anything, you know. So,
yeah.
I have a lot of influences, too many to name. It would take about 3 days to name them all. So,
yeah. Sound like me too. Yes, and me.
Yeah.
Now you. So you were born and raised in Detroit.
I was born and raised in Detroit. Yes, and proud to be a home Detroiter. But home is where your heart is in different parts of your life. So, and I definitely call Minneapolis, Minnesota, my home. Home. That's my heart. Home. Truly, my heart. Mm-hmm. Home. And I was there for 20 plus years, enough to say, yes, this is my home. I love going back and forth to Minnesota. I love seeing my, mm-hmm. my people. I love being part and being accepted into the Minneapolis sound. And that's such an honor, as also I'm part of the Motown sound. I'm part of the Motown legends. I sang with the Motown legends, including the Marvelettes and the Vandellas and Carolyn Crawford and the Contours with Ben Jones Belgrave as far as the Motown Legends Gospel Choir. So I was so honored to be part of that and to listen to history every time we toured together, to listen to them talk about their times at the Apollo Theater way back in the day of really grilling mm-hmm. that hot dog on the radiator. It really did happen, y'all. They really did grill a hot dog on the radiator in the Apollo Theater, okay? So it was true. So, yeah, I love Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Detroit, of course. And we had a Central High School, which I was honored to be a part of. As you guys had a Central School in Minnesota, we had one in Detroit. Trailblazers forever, and I was also part of CAS Tech, which is CAS Technicians in Detroit. So I had the best of both worlds, going to two high schools in Detroit, and enjoyed them both, truly enjoyed them both. So, yeah, I have two homes, Minnesota and Detroit.
Oh, that is wonderful. Now, moving on up throughout the time, what I noticed, like, how did you meet with my girl, rest in peace, Sheila Ray Charles. Ray Charles' daughter. Tell me about that experience.
My sister forever. I actually have her on me right now. DeMonica, you saw the when we saw each other a while back. Her ashes, mm-hmm. some of her ashes are in a necklace that she picked out for me before she passed away, and I'm wearing it right now. So she's with me in part of this on this interview, because I can hear her in my ear now telling me what uh-huh. to do and say and making me laugh. We actually met officially from her brother, Kevin L., who is my brother also, and my son, Nicholas. Those two were good friends, brothers, forever, and they just said, it's time. They literally both said, it's time, and they introduced me and Sheila together over 20 years ago, and from there, it was like we were meant to be. Like, there was no confusion. We lived together a few times, and stayed together, traveled together, sang together, ate together. We'd cook at 1 o'clock in the morning. We'd text each other from downstairs and upstairs. I was upstairs in the bedroom, and her bedroom was downstairs. We'd text each other at 12 midnight and say, hey, I'm hungry. Meet me down in the kitchen. And we would literally cook some good food, not warming up any food or warming up any frozen dinner, and we would cook. So, yeah, it was... We just started making music from that day that we met. Actually, just started singing, mm-hmm. and it was that way till she passed away.
Oh my goodness! So, you know, with performing with Sheila Ray, Charles, like, did you perform? Like, name some of the places that you guys did the shows at. Like, did you honor her father?
Wow,
hey Charles.
Yeah, practically, even if we did churches all across the country, including Detroit and Minnesota, and a Jewish synagogue that honorarily they named us members of their synagogue, we would always do some Ray Charles because he was a minister of music also. He soothed your soul.
Yes.
And we would always, you know, at first in the beginning, when we started our touring across the country and out of the country, we would, you know, we would ask because we were kind of new to the etiquette. I knew the etiquette of the religions, but as far as what they wanted us to sing exactly, we would ask them, would you, you know, and some of them would just, you know, approach us, period, and say, we want some Ray Charles. So please give it to us. So that would be all across even the prisons that we did. So we, from Florida to Texas to Ohio to California to New York, almost every state, really, seriously. And then, of course, Russia, Japan, Paris, in Paris, she... got down to runner-up with, you know, America's Got Talent. Well, they had their version of France Got Talent. So she did pretty well over there. We did some recording everywhere. So, yeah, it's been magical. It was magical. Part of her testimony, everywhere we went, she would let people know that she wanted to be a rock star. And the Lord told her, no, you're going to be singing the Rock of Ages all across the world. And so she accepted that, and that's what we were blessed to do. Till up to about the last 2 weeks of her life. You know, as a matter of fact, her and Prince had something in common where both their planes had to be grounded because of, you know, something happening with their health and all. So it was, you know, up to about the second week up to, you know, leading up to her passing away, that she was traveling all over. She wanted to do it till the day she passed away.
And that's what people don't understand, you know. I have people always asking me all the time, DeMonica, you'll be sick and everything, and you will still get up there and sing, and they don't understand that it's our passion. It keeps us sane. It's our outlet. You know, it's something that, you know, I mean, that we love to do. I didn't even know, honestly, that Sheila was sick, you know, when she came here to Minnesota, and she passed shortly after that. I was able to share the stage with her. Now, I wasn't at the one show that you were on with her. When she came, it was before that show that I was, you know, shared the stage with her.
Saloon.
And
people didn't know that day there were two different shows, and both of those times I was honored and privileged to be pushing the fluid from under her arm, you know, moving it over, in which you couldn't tell anything that was going on stage because she gave you just as much energy as she did when she was healthy. You know, I would push that fluid over, you know, because we were preparing for, you know, some other surgery, some reconstructive surgery on one side of her. And people didn't know by her flapping her arms, they did not know that her sister or her husband, Tony, my brother, had just moved fluid over so that it would not be uncomfortable for her. But once she was on stage, like you say, you are not your own. You are not yourself. That's not you.
Yeah.
If it's really
your
passion, that's right. It's not you. You have left the building, so to speak, and you have left. That's why I say it's ministry, because when it's ministry and you submit, then you have nothing to do with it. That's how you get to soothe the soul. You know, and you know that firsthand. Like you said, that people say you're sick. It goes beyond the show must go on. That's just the umbrella for us saying this is our passion. And so many stars, so many singers have died on stage because it wasn't them.
Yeah.
You know, it was their time, but it wasn't them. But they went out doing what they were supposed to do.
Yes. And that's what I say. I love, like, moving the people. You know, if I perform and somebody in that audience don't say that they don't feel anything, then I'm not, you know, I want them to feel what I'm feeling, if not better.
Right.
Otherwise, I feel like
my my motto is, you like to hear it, here it go. Like David Alan Greer from In Living Color, like to hear it, here it go. And I, you know, even in church when I was directing the choirs and things, I'd let them, let the choir know, y'all better come on with me. I'm already on that carpet. Come on with me. Don't look at me with no bad eyes. Come on with me.
Right.
Because <You know? laughs> it's not about me. It's not about you. We are the music ministry in the temple from the before Christ and after Christ, and this is what we are to do, and we have to soothe the soul. And that's what we did, and that's Sheila and I, you know, we loved doing that. We loved it even off stage. I mean, there were times we'd be in the car, just she and I, and we both had in common that we loved classic rock. We were Pat Benatar, Joan Jett, we were Heart, we were Donna Summer and Barbara Streisand. We were all of that.
Yeah.
We were Janis Joplin. Yes. So, I mean, we could
be
up at a light, at a traffic light, and it would be red. And all of a sudden, we'd get out the car and dance around the car. And as soon as it turned green, we'd get back in the car and keep on driving. And we wouldn't care who was around or what have you, but we would have so much fun and laugh. And say people just would not get, our kids just do, they're so embarrassed to be around us, but they just don't get it. This makes you, keeps you young, you know.
Uh-huh.
It keeps you young, and it keeps you loving life. And that's what we did, and I still do, and that's what she did. She was singing that last week of her life. She sang. We have some unofficial videos of her still trying to sing with family members.
Oh,
you know, up until the last day of her life. So she still recognized that it was not about her, you know, and that's what I was so blessed that the Lord had blessed me with a sister like her in my life, truly. You know, I still to this day still dial her number.
That's hard. I do that too with Miss Arnella. I accidentally dial it or in my voice to hear it, you know. But, it's so hard. You know, let us go now. You're coming to Minnesota next week or the week after next week?
Yes, it's Prince Week. No.
Yes. The whole week
I'll be with you guys at the Minnesota Music Cafe with my queen, Sis Marty. You know, we're co-hosting with for Jelly Bean Sing. There's going to be Prince tributes all over.
Yes, most definitely. So you're coming here for the Prince. You know, every night something's going to be going on every day.
Pretty much every night, Diva, I will be out, and there's, you know, we got Prince Cross, plus the whole city's going to be purple, the bridge will be purple, the skyline will be purple. Most of the buildings will be purple. Everything will be purple, you know, and it's like, it's not like we're just doing it at that time. I know so many people, I do purple every day of my life. I have purple on. That's just, it's been my color even before then. You know, I love my color purple, but I'll be there and hope to see you in action, and I'll be in action too. And I'll let you know when I get there where it's going to be, that I'm going to be in action also.
Okay. Now, I know you have things going on in Alaska, so let us know what's going on with that and what is that about.
So Alaska has been a project of love for quite a long time. I have been working with Peter Adams, who's the founder of Team Hollywood, and they consist of an umbrella of trying to expose mainly young African American men or men of color all around the world, just expose them to the world, whereas they would not have that opportunity. And they do it through basketball and also exposing singers such as myself, getting out there to venues that you might not have even never heard of, in Timbuktu, Arkansas, you know. So Alaska is one of his frequent places, and I've had the honor and the privilege of doing interviews with them on the radio, with the music school in particular, who was very much in love with Prince. He was raised in Alaska.
Really?
Come on.
Really? Okay, you still there? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So when is that?
Well, we're working on October.
Oh, okay.
That I'll be actually going out there, and part of my trip, my goodwill trip, of course, is to visit the music school. It's in a village, and also to go to a village where there's no running water, so to speak. You know, it's like I'm really gonna like rough it.
Yeah.
And we're gonna be taking some goodwill things out there to them. Like toiletries, things that they can't just go to the corner store and get. We're gonna be taking some of that. I'm also gonna perform out there at two venues, and so. Yeah, it should be happening around October.
Oh, that is wonderful. That's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm trying to get. I'm trying to visit every country and city and state that I can. I'm not done yet.
Yeah, we do the Kareem and I. We have the Hurricane Relief Project, and it's actually the Hurricane Relief Period Project, and we put together a package. A feminine products for the women that's been devastated by disaster, but that would be something nice to do too, going in that part of the country to send some of those sanitary products off to where you're going. So we'll have to communicate in regards to that. Yeah.
Definitely.
So we put in,
I would be honored. Definitely. Yeah, I will let Peter know and get you guys together and get some information with you guys. Seriously, because, you know, we all need, we need to help our people in our own backyard, and that's all across the country. And, Madam Producer, there are some African Americans in Alaska.
Really? Okay. You know you're messing with the producer, Karima.
Yes, I am. But I'm telling her the truth. There are a lot of African Americans in Alaska, and guess what? There's a lot of African American single men in Alaska.
That's what I heard. I heard they're out there, you know, working
the
pipeline.
Yes.
Let me say something to you. Listen, it's a reason why they up there. Ask them whether or not what their credit score is. First of all, and if they got a criminal record, then we'll figure out how much they're doing up there.
Yeah. We can't think like that. We cannot think like that. Now, I don't know about the prison record.
It's Atlanta.
The credit score is good because they're making good money there. So their
credit
score.
They are.
They're making good money out there. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Kareem said credit score. That's why we
I don't know about
the
prison record.
We just have a wonderful time with this because we just want to make you feel like you're at home, just kicking back. Once again, you're listening to the one and only Deja Gill that's online here on the Meeting of the Ladies from the WASRDB. Hey, and Deja, tell us about your song. Now, What's the name of the song, Treat Her Like a Lady, or which one was that?
Yeah, Treat Her Like a Lady. Actually, it was really a great family project because my son, Nick, is the one who actually financed that whole LP and even a couple of videos off of it, which I'm proud of. And one of those videos happened to even include Reverend Al Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson. Yes, in New York.
Yeah.
Yes, it was actually shot in New York.
In Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I got a question.
So
no,
hold on,
that,
hold on.
But that's where.
So, excuse me. Now, which Al Sharpton is this? Is this the Al Sharpton
that he was the regular Al?
Oh, this is the fat Al. Okay. Okay. And then this was the regular Jesse Jackson too then.
Yes,
right.
It was.
Okay.
This
so
was way
this,
back
okay,
in
that,
yeah, this was yeah.
Oh, well,
this
okay.
Was in New
well,
York,
just
where they were still barbecuing for people.
Okay. Oh, okay. As long as you know, you're talking to folks in Atlanta, they listening. You know, we skeptical about stuff these days.
Perms,
right. Jerry Curl, still not making the transition over to the 21st century. That kind of stuff.
Exactly.
So go ahead. I'm sorry. This was before
he went to prison, Al Sharpton. Yeah.
You said pre.
This was when he was still able to barbecue in New York with no problem.
Right. You said the barbecue in New York.
But he got that good credit score now. See that good credit
he got the monopoly going on.
He
came out smarter. Yeah, he came out smarter.
Yeah, Equifax.
He got the real education. Yeah, he got the real education inside. That's right.
Equifax
got the real education.
You know what? I know they say this all the time, but. You know, Equifax is right here in Atlanta. And do you know, I wish they would have bombed Atlanta and hit that damn building and cleared every credit of every African-American in the country. We'd have been buying Cadillac 884. Oh, we'd be up out in Alpharetta buying up houses, everything. But we don't get them kind of drinks.
Some people have now because they do have that class action suit going on. So some of us have.
Oh yeah,
been
I don't
file
about three, four times trying to get my score to 890. Yeah, don't forget black people. We're trying to get the credit right. I sent them two letters saying that was not me at Lane Bryant buying them big bras. That wasn't me.
Don't say it because you can still win your suit. You can still win your lawsuit. So don't say it out loud. You got to pass the polygraph. Remember that now.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
But yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you said we're at home, so this is what we do at home. I'm done for the day as far as business. So I
so appreciate you guys for having me on. Thanks.
Oh, I appreciate you being on here. We have some callers on the line. I don't know if any callers want to ask any questions.
Oh, okay. Hold on, because I had to mute them. Some people was acting like they were frying chicken or something. I had to mute them. Hold on. So I'm going to unmute you
too.
All. If y'all frying chicken, you're going to get hung up
right,
on this time. So here we go. We got a caller from 248
area code.
Caller, you're on the line. Well, they're going to be quiet today. Caller, we have a caller on the line to ask a question.
We talking to you all, area code 248, the one that was frying chicken, making all that noise.
That's,
you ain't got nothing to say now.
That's
okay.
Michigan.
Yeah, 248, that's me. That's me. 248.
Yes.
I was basically listening to everything, and I'm so excited because I've been following Deja for years. Love all of the projects that she's worked on, but I just wanted to let her know that Alaska is waiting for her to just go in there, love on them, show them some talent, and she's going to do her thing. I already know it.
Who is this?
This is Gina.
Gina! Hi, Gina. Hey, Detroit, Southfield, Farmington.
Oh,
everybody,
there you go.
How are you, Michigan?
I'm good.
Hi, Gina.
Hi.
I was just real excited because Deja's having the opportunity to visit Alaska, and I was there for about 25 years, and she just kept telling me she was available for projects, and I just kept doing something else and doing something else. So to know that she's going to get that experience and they're going to see the talent, and you know, I'm real excited about the project coming.
This is Gina. Wait, y'all don't understand. This is just not Gina. This is Gina from the hood. We grew up together. We were in a gospel group together with Reverend Green.
Yes, ma'am.
Reverend Green and George Green.
Oh, wow.
And Gina, Gina was like me. Gina was not afraid to step out of the box and go ye therefore. She went all the way to Alaska, y'all.
Really? And hi, Gina.
Queen,
how are you?
Queen producer. Yes. Queen producer. This is an African American woman who went to Alaska.
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. I love it.
Yes. And stayed for how many years, Miss Gina? How many years were you there?
About 25. The opportunities are endless, and it's financial buildings all around.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And she's still doing her thing, too. She's still doing her thing and has beautiful kids. She brought them back to Detroit to see their families and all there and all. But you know what? She's about to step back out of Michigan and hit the road, Jack.
Oh, wow.
Yes, ma'am.
That is wonderful.
Yes, I'm trying to get
her here. I think I'm going to have to go toward the Denver way.
Yes. Yes, you are. Via
y'all just ain't
going to
get enough.
Of course.
Look, y'all see who...
Well, thank you so much, Gina.
I
really appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. I enjoyed the interview.
From places where... just ungodliness. Well, I mean, it's just ungodly to have black people in all that code. It's in the Bible. Y'all must have missed that page. Thou should not have y'all black
swim
in code.
Black people can swim and they like the code too, okay? Some of us can swim, some of us ride horses, and some of us go to Alaska. Some of us love the code too.
See, now, I do like the cold to a certain degree. Like when it first snows, I love the first snow. Like when it snowed the other day, I just got in the car and I just drove through the snow. I love that when it first snows. Now afterwards, I don't care for it's a mess, but yes.
Right. But
yes,
see, you treated it like a grandmother who can have the grandkids, and then when they start getting on her nerves, she can give them right back. So you got that first snow and you said, okay, I'm done with it. It was beautiful. Now I'm waiting on my good weather again. So I get it. I truly get it.
Right. We're going to have to take a commercial break real quick for the cause. You listen to the one and only Deja Gill on the line with WAMRDB meeting in the ladies' room. So we have to pay the bills.
Right.
We'll be right back to you guys sick and stay.
Women around the world use sanitary napkins and tampons every day, knowing little to nothing about the harmful and potentially dangerous materials used to manufacture them. Because of this, millions of women are forced to suffer in silence. In the United States, the Food and Drug Administration does not require companies to list the ingredients contained in sanitary napkins and tampons. Yet the average woman uses more than 15,000 sanitary napkins or uses tampons for more than 100,000 hours over her lifetime.
You really don't know what's in it. I mean, I don't think any of us really know, especially, you know, some of the new pads that maybe have a spongy type texture that's supposed to hold more. Well, what exactly is that? What's that made out of? We don't know. So then there's questions of how does that affect our health? You know, with things coming out that, you know, baby powder and talc are dangerous and cause ovarian cancer, what other things are we exposing our very sensitive areas to that could end up being a problem later on?
Internationally, it's even worse. A recent report from UNICEF and the World Health Organization cites that at least 500 million girls and women globally lack adequate facilities for managing their periods. In most schools, girls have to trek to the nurse's office to ask for a pad or tampon, as if menstruating is an illness rather than a natural function. In some parts of the world, girls simply drop out of school once they start menstruating. The manufacturing process of these menstrual aids has been known to cause serious damage to the environment. The toxic byproducts of producing tampons include poisons like dioxin and furan. In fact, conventional sanitary pads can contain the equivalent of about 4 plastic bags. Synthetics and plastic restrict airflow and trap heat and dampness, potentially promoting yeast and bacteria growth in a woman's vaginal area. Conventional sanitary pads can also contain other potentially hazardous ingredients, such as odor neutralizers and fragrances. How do tampons and pads get that ultra-white clean look? Usually chlorine bleach, which can also create toxic dioxin and other disinfection byproducts. According to an EPA draft report, dioxin is a serious public health threat that has no safe level of exposure. To make matters worse, tampons create a favorable environment for bacterial growth.
Certainly there's a lot of plastic involved with pads and the issues with tampons and the history you have to be careful with, toxic shock syndrome and stuff, just because of what it's made out of is kind of a nidus of bacteria that's not so good for patients.
Micro tears in the vaginal wall from tampons allow bacteria to accumulate when left too long. One infamous risk is toxic shock syndrome, or TSS, caused by poisonous toxins from bacteria. TSS is a life-threatening condition that affects women under 30 most. While any woman using tampons can get TSS, over 60% of TSS fatalities happen in women ages 15 to 24. For too long, these facts have been conveniently swept under the rug, while hundreds of millions of women suffer with no alternatives. Until now. Introducing Cherish Premium Sanitary Napkins by Inspire. Cherish pads have been...
WAMRDB, we have the meeting in the ladies' room with the one and only Deja Gill on the line.
Yeah. Hey.
Yes, I'm listening to the
roll call.
I am here. Yes,
how are
I
you guys? Hello, family out there. Atlanta, my sister who's in Atlanta, actually Canton, Cypress Springs, but you're on their family trip. Hey, Lissay, shout out and all the family and Detroit and Michigan period, Minnesota, my purple people in Minnesota. I'm on my way.
Yeah.
I'm on my way.
And we can't wait till you get here, girl.
So yeah, I just have something to say. I got something to say.
Uh-oh.
I have something to say.
Yes.
Okay, so first of all, my name is Jessica Raymond.
Karima.
Yes, Sister Kareem.
That's the K. Karima. 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 Sister Karima.
All right.
Bowen. And I'm going to say, ain't your whole name. Anybody your whole name. That's how she talks. Mama told me to kill y'all. Because we ain't done yet. But, you know, I was just in between a lot. I have a lot going on here in Atlanta. And I really appreciate Monica. I've never met anybody that knows so many people but pretended at the very beginning months ago that she didn't know nobody. I don't know anybody. I don't know anybody that could do any of that. I said, okay, fine. But every time, people like at the caliber, see, the sisters here in Atlanta wish they could be with y'all. See, this is what I love about this. This is some gangster stuff. You might not get that word. Because I'm from Gary, Indiana. Originally.
Oh, okay.
This is some real gangster stuff that's going on. You know what I mean? You know, we got candy here. We got, you know, but this is some gangster stuff. We got women. You know, I got a friend of mine that always talks about homegirl from Dallas. He says real women come from the north. Women down here, they don't know how it's going to be. And I'm just saying, that's what they say. I'm just saying. I don't want to get in no trouble. But.
You ain't getting in no trouble.
I do appreciate. I don't mind about trouble because, you know, I'm from Gary. You know, it ain't. I'm used to putting on some shackles.
That's true.
I done had the little handcuffs and stuff on. You know, I ain't talking about no freaky
right
girl.
Now.
I didn't mind the waistline.
Well,
that's
true, but
they
ain't
going to
talk about
the ankle bracelet, all of that. Oh, no, it's an experience. No, because I thought
that's,
it was a badass. Oh, no, that
that's
was when
right.
I was young. I thought I was bad. But you know what? When them people
right.
told me that I was going to get 40 years, oh, honey, you want to talk about somebody got right. I knew who Jesus was, Buddha, Allah, everything. And after that, they had no problems out of me. So I thought I was
all
dead.
Right.
But when the white folks said, you want to die for 4 years? Oh, no. This is why
hey,
the radio
you talk
now,
about,
and I try
you
to
talk
do,
about
and I try to
scared
play
street,
five
huh?
times a day. Then you're talking about it now. So you ain't talking to somebody who don't know, but like I said,
that's
it,
right.
You know, I hadn't got a choice. A lot of people don't get a choice. I just think you
that's
got
right.
wonderful women. Wonderful women. You know, and I just appreciate it from the bottom of my heart from the fact that we have WMRDB, the Minnesota sister station. And it's there for two reasons.
Yes.
Actually, I actually do have a sister in Minnesota. And she
okay.
is the part owner of the radio station. So I call it the
oh,
sister
right.
station anyway.
Okay.
But we do have
wonderful.
DeMonica. We've adapted. DeMonica's a part of the family now. Mama.
Yes. And you know she's a legend, right? Sister Kareem.
Oh,
you know
yeah,
that DeMonica is a legend.
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't, that's what I ain't gonna say. It's inappropriate. Look, everybody that I got in my inner circle, anybody in my mm-hmm. inner circle, they some real
yes.
gangsters. I tell people all the time, I said, now, I am a pretend gangster. Them over there, they'll get you. They'll pray for you. They'll be, in the name of Jesus, we help you, Lord, and be whopping your butt. Y'all know how y'all are. I keep trying to tell people. But anyway, I just had to put it out there. I have been trying to. This is the fourth person that DeMonica done had on. So I'm looking for a position on stage.
So oh, wow.
If you got anything for a backup singer like me to do, I'm your girl. I'm your girl. I've been doing it.
I am so honored. I'm so honored that you would even say that you would even want to. You know, that's like, yeah. you know, me growing up, like I said, pastor's kid and all, and we were always taught, don't ask someone to go to church with you. They should want to go to church with you. They should want to ask you, what church do you go to, or you know, so that they want to know because of your walk, of your example. And here you are, like, wanting to just, you know, because DeMonica, she's just,
good people, but she's real people. She's been there. She's humble. She's taught me a few things about humility. I mean, this chick has stood there much longer than me with Prince. I've had the opportunity to be with him and to do some things and get some wisdom, but she's done it with so many people. She's done it in the basement with these people as far as writing these songs, okay? She cooked for these people, whether it was hot dogs and pork and beans. DeMonica was there, you know, okay? And it was beyond Apollo with the hot dog on the radiator. It was on the little hot plate. So while they were writing their songs and hiding out from parents that then kicked them out the house, DeMonica is there with them, helping them write these songs. So this is, she's a living legend also. I mean, she is. I'm so honored to be in her presence, to be with her, to be her, have her in my inner circle. I mean, they say that about me, but it's something when you can do that about someone else. You know what I mean?
It is. You know, DeMonica used to be on our morning show. I'm sorry, DeMonica used to be on our morning show every morning. We broadcast into Atlanta, and DeMonica would always call into the show. Always be running late. Everybody in Atlanta that listens to us know who DeMonica is. That's that black lady that's always been always running late every morning.
Well, she
and she just
she learned
that's
from
how we
death.
Started off. Oh no. Not you.
She learned from
not you, CP
Chan.
Oh wow, no.
No. I'm talking about all the rest of them. Prince is not Prince, but his people. In which he would either give them on probation. Am I right, DeMonica? You put them on probation, give them a fine. If they did it the second time, you out.
Right.
But they would try him. They would truly try him. And I never tried him. I was there way. He said, be here at this time at 11 o'clock on November the 5th. I was there November the 4th at 10:59.
Because
I was just happy to be there, just like, oh my God, I'm about to do some work with the one and only, and I'd be like grasshopper soaking it in. So yes, I knew not to be late because I'd heard the stories, and he would fine you for payments in advance. So you think you're getting two checks? No. You're like an indentured servant because you got to work off them two checks that he didn't already took from you because you were late.
And don't miss a note. Now, don't you miss a note on that.
Oh, please. Oh, he'd do worse than Matty Moss Clark with the hitting you with the shoe. No, he would do more than that. He would embarrass you, put you in a song in front of everybody. And not do a little snippet. No, it would be a whole song and have everybody jamming on it. Talking about you, what you done did with one note. So, no. I learned, I got so much wisdom from him in the short time that I was able to do some things for him. And he helped me with my little songwriting and, you know, my little one song under my belt that I was still working on and still working on, but, you know, in honor of him, in honor of my brother Donald Jackson, in honor of my sister Sheila Ray Charles, in honor of my mother, Carolyn, I'm going to finish this song and get it out there because I've had the key people in my life that are no longer here, but they helped me with different parts of this song. So I'm definitely going to get it there. Once I get it out the vault, Tyka.
Right.
If I can get my song out. We can talk to Tyka and get my song, huh?
Wait a minute. We got to get a hold of Tyka. I'm trying to get Tyka on the show.
Girl, Tyka holding on to a lot of our songs. And I mean, it ain't even finished. Can I get my song? It ain't but one.
So Tyka, if you're listening, I know someone is listening. They're gonna tell you, will you get Deja's song?
Right,
please,
you
girl.
Know, hey, you know how small Minnesota, Minneapolis people are. Come on now. between your Facebook page and my Facebook page, you know, somebody done called her right now. Tyka, can you please
right
give
now,
that
man.
Girl her song? Give that girl her song, please.
Well, who is Tyka?
It's not even finished. Give her her song. It's not even a quarter finished.
Excuse me.
Tyka actually did one of our fundraisers that Sheila and I had did, and Tyka, this was before cell phones. This was before picture cell phones, before you could take a picture and send it to somebody right away. I'll never forget this fundraiser that we did, and Tyka, bless her soul, she was singing, doing a song, doing a couple of her brother's songs that were unauthorized, that we later found out, because he had let her know after the report that he got, don't ever do my songs again. But
no, you don't play that. He don't play that.
Mm-mm. Not especially when he don't get a good report.
Right.
He don't care if you're family or not. It's like, who is,
right.
you know, Jesus in Matthew? Who is my brother and my mother? They got to stand in line, too. So anyway, she had a saving grace, which was Tommy. And, Demonica, mm-hmm. you know who Tommy, Tommy Chase of Chase Ovation.
Yeah. Okay.
She had that saving grace. That was her only saving grace for the songs that she did, because, of course, Tommy is, like, the one, the only authorized and blessed from Prince's uh-huh. mouth that he blessed that to do his music. Tommy is one
yes.
of the legends of Minneapolis, too. He was her saving grace. But other than that, it wasn't Tommy's show. It was her show, you know, her songs. And
mm-hmm.
after that, you know, it was like no more, you know. And that was before the cell phones. But that was a little snippet that you don't see in the history books. That was just a little piece of that.
It's a little
Can a black girl magic?
Well, before you guys go, you know, I've been trying to get you guys together, you know, down here in Atlanta. We're working on some to see if we can get you guys down here and let the young generation see how it's supposed to be done.
I think that can happen. That definitely can happen. It can happen. Demonica
you know,
and
I've had a dream. I've had a dream for a long time that, you know, Demonica has embraced the fact that, you know, the cliche of the fact that WMRDB is the new look and feel of radio, the woman's station.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that we have kind of made a song out of, and Mario did it, but Demonica put something together that I'm going to release here on our next show. But it's just amazing that when Demonica's down to earth, I said, Demonica,
yes.
we got a small budget. When you get here, you got to come stay with me because you got to go back and fly out like 4 hours. So we're going to go to my favorite place, which is Bojangles
Chicken.
Lead event. Oh, what you know about Bojangles?
I told you I got a sister in Atlanta. Come on. Can you help me up with your sweet cheese? And the sweet tea that goes
oh
with
my
the
goodness.
Chicken. Come on now.
What? Oh, you're already
you know
family.
Yes. I come down there all the time.
Woman, let me tell you, Bojangles is better than sex.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know it's better than Popeyes, in my opinion.
Now, I don't know about that, but you know.
And I will say that. But she was kind enough to come into our little tiny establishment, and mm-hmm. like you guys were talking about, and a lot of people don't understand this. You know, we've been putting it out here in Atlanta to help us raise awareness and raise a collection of pads and tampons, like the Monica mm-hmm. was saying. There are so many women that are living on the street with mm-hmm. no pads and no tampons. And the commercial that we played had indication about what the other part of it is. But there's another one I want to play before we get out of here. But women are mm-hmm. living in shelters where they will give condoms to the women, but they will not give mm-hmm. them pads and tampons.
Right.
And to me, it is it's almost ridiculous.
Well, that even happens here in Denver, Karina. I don't know if DeMonica told you, but that's what I'm doing right now in my current situation. We opened up the first homeless store here in Colorado, and it's the second in the United States, and everything is free.
What?
Everything is free. They get one of each. They can come. We're open Tuesday through Thursday, and each day they can come each day and get another one of each of everything, a jacket, a hood. The women can get a dress or, you know, a pair of pants. They get one of each. They get a pair of shoes, and they get a toiletry bag, a hygiene bag, which includes pads if they need them. And all
that
this comes from private donations.
Wow.
Yes. And every day we have had for this, we're going into our fourth week of being open, like totally being open. Right. And I tell you, there's a line waiting like the soup kitchen every day. And they don't mind waiting because we come out every once in a while and say, thank you so much for your patience. We just want to give them that experience of going in HM or Charlotte Russe or Banana Republic. And without having cameras doing following them or a security guard or whatever. They come in there and everything is free. And I'm telling you, a lot of this stuff is brand new. And I get so many hugs, and they'll say, well, what do I owe you? I say, a hug or a smile. That's what you have before you walk out of here. We bag it up. I got, you know, bags from the supermarkets, and we get a lot of bags now. It's starting to spread the word, and every day almost the news crews from everywhere. Now we got CNN that's been here, but that just rings to my soul because women have actually told me they will get a condom before they get pads. And my thing is, well, why do you need a condom if you don't need that first, because you can get that anywhere, you know, but you need some pads.
Uh-huh.
So that just rang with, I heard your commercial going on, and I'm thinking, wow, if people only knew. When they say, what else can we do for you? Can we bring you some? I say, bring me some feminine products in the box, not opened, because we have to see that it's individually wrapped in order to give it to them. But you just don't know. The women are, and then a lot of them don't go back to that same shelter because they don't make it in time. You know, there's stipulations with some of the shelters and things, and that's in every city.
Right.
That's in every city. So I just wanted to let you know that's countrywide, and we got it here in Denver too, and it's not just a black thing. It's black, white, Hispanic, whatever. You know,
mm-hmm.
women's issues is women's issues. It has no address. So we are dealing with that here, too. But that's what I do. I do that on a volunteer basis. I'm the store manager. I'm the vice president of operations. And I go around to everywhere and try to get sponsorship and all of that. That's from my heart also.
That is wonderful. That is
yeah.
one.
So
what's the name?
Yeah,
of, what's the name of the organization? What's the name of it?
The name of the organization is Impact Locally Humanity. The name of the store is The Humanity Store. You can Google it, and it's under Google. It is Impact Humanity Store. But
okay.
it's called The Humanity Store. It's in Five Points, which is like they're trying to urbanize that part now. But it mm-hmm. was known as, you know, the that part of the town where they have all the charities and the homeless shelters and the Samaritan houses and all of that that everybody had Salvation Army, everybody has in every city. But now they're urbanizing it. Too, that's another thing that developers are, you know, urbanizing that area because they got, you know, new stadiums going on and all, so that's money. But at the same time, where are you putting them? And you're forcing them to go under the viaduct.
Yeah.
But you don't have the trash men coming to pick up trash.
Right. Yeah, that's
you know.
What I'm saying. And it's a terrible thing. We were just talking about that a couple of weeks ago with Lydia. Now, I just want to say, though, here with us at the Homeless Period Project, the radio station WAMRDB, we're 13
mm-hmm.
chapters here in the USA. So we would be honored to, you know, we'll exchange that information, too, after we get off the show about, you know,
yes.
helping you guys out there with that. I just think that's wonderful. The Humanity Store, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But we've been talking about homelessness as well, and as you mentioned, those people going back out there living underneath the viaduct. You know, here in Minnesota, we have a lot of homelessness, and as you know,
yes.
you know, when I first moved here, a one-bedroom apartment was $350 a month, and that was,
yeah.
I'll never forget, I moved here November 23rd, 1986. A one-bedroom
wow.
here in Minnesota now is $941. Can you believe that?
Yeah. But thank God Minnesota is still one of the last Mohican states that they still help. The resources
yes,
are there. If
help.
You know to dial that 211 and get those resources, you can get it, but you
yes.
got to get squeaky wheel gets the oil, you know.
Right.
But yeah,
yeah
that's one of the last states.
On one of our previous shows with Lydia Marie with the Untouchables, we were talking about and the One Love, One Mission movement about, you know, having a building for the homeless. You know how they have all these buildings
yes.
that's put together and just sitting here, you know, in Minneapolis, we got so many new buildings that we're like, okay, you got all these condos, but where is the people at to live in the condos? And you come
right.
back here, you're going to see all these condos and nobody's living in them. Why do they
even on
the
Lindale?
Condos nobody's living in them?
What about Lindale? Because you got that up that high rise that's coming up on Lindale and Broadway over there in the hood, the north side.
Yeah.
Is that finished yet?
Yeah, the one on the north side is. We have to go to a station break real quick just for a moment because we have to pay the
okay.
bills real quick. So we're
all
gonna
right.
take a pause. You listen to WAMRDB. That's right, the meeting in the ladies' room with the one and only Deja Gill on the line. So we'll be
Woo!
Right back to y'all. Hey. Yes.
How am I doing, guys?
Doing a wonderful job. Hold on.
Thank you. How much?
Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio. We are now syndicated. You can find us on Blog Talk, Mixcloud, SoundCloud, the TuneIn app, YouTube, Spreaker, and Facebook Live. We'll be discussing a wide array of topics such as domestic violence, Me Too, sex trafficking, and health. Check us out on the World Wide Web at www.AtlantaMixRadio.com. Atlanta Mix Radio, the woman station, the new look and feel of radio.
Jumbo tampons, but I can't help it if I've got a heavy flow and a wide-set vagina.
Jokes about menstrual cycles aren't funny. Period.
The government provides homeless shelters with condoms, but not tampons.
Without proper feminine hygiene products, women are forced to use brown paper bags.
In 2016, over 200,000 women were homeless in the U.S.
It's bloody serious.
Welcome to Loving Care Family Chiropractic, a state-of-the-art chiropractic family facility for the entire family, owned and operated by Dr. Ebony Hornbuckle Preston. Allow her to love your spine so you can get back to enjoying your life. Through the touch of her hands, your pain will flee, giving you the freedom to enjoy your best life. Her concern is not just your spinal health, but your total health. She will show you natural and holistic remedies that can alleviate many injuries and various types of pain. Work with her and you'll feel stronger and healthier after every visit as you begin to enjoy the new you. Make your appointment today. They're located at 5336 East Mountain Street, Stone Mountain, Georgia, 30083, or call at 678-884-3778. We're also available on the web at www.lovingcarechiropractic.com. We are Loving Care Family Chiropractic. Let us love your spine.
I have seen gods fly. I've seen men build weapons that I couldn't even imagine. I've seen aliens drop from the sky.
Yeah.
But I have never seen anything like this. How much more are you hiding?
Hold up. Let's go. Go. Go.
My son, it is your time.
Show me my respect and bow down.
You get to decide what kind of king you are going to be. Don't freeze.
I never freeze.
The revolution will not be televised.
Show me my respect. And bow down. We own ya. We own ya. We only get you started now. Cause we own ya. You gotta think they know me now. Cause we own ya. You and I my homie now. Cause we own ya.
I waited my entire life for this. The world's gonna start over. I'ma burn it all.
What happens now determines what happens to the rest of the world.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out.
What's going on forever?
The revolution will not be televised.
Let's have some fun.
All right, you guys, welcome back to WAMRDB. We got these sisters living in the cold outside the boundaries of the war zone. We want to welcome back these sisters living out there in the boundaries, the outskirts, living in the cold. We got Mrs. Monica Fly, host of your show. Did she fall off? Okay. So we back to Monica, or did the line freeze up? Okay. All right, you guys. I'm not sure what happened with her, but Miss Deja, are you still with us?
They had me on mute. Is that her there?
Okay. I'm so sorry. Don't fire me. I'm so sorry. Don't fire me. That was me.
Deja?
I forgot. I'm sorry.
Okay. Are you
don't fire me tomorrow.
Hello. Hello. Look. Hello.
Look,
she's frying that chicken. That's what she doing. She's frying that chicken.
Y'all frying chicken.
Oh, Lord.
I'm like, sis, you can't leave me. Don't leave me, sis. Please don't leave me.
Right. Right. Daisy, we want to say stuff here. Tell everybody how they can reach you.
They can reach me either by Facebook, of course, with Deja Kimberly Gill. They can also reach me on my professional page, which is Lady D, just the letter D. They can also reach me at my email at Addy, which is all lowercase, D as in diva, J as in jelly, G as in go get it, and number 6667. 3 6s, 1 7. I'm not afraid of those numbers because who is your God? So that's DJG6667 at gmail.com. They can reach me at either three of those venues. Or they can just come track me down in beautiful Denver.
That's right. In Denver. And at the name of the store, again, that you're at, too, the Humanity Store?
The name of the store, which is, yes, which is in Five Points. And we're always taking donations, of course, Tuesday through Thursday, of course, on Saturday. The Humanity Store, but you can Google it, get the address, which is Impact Humanity Store. And Travis Smith is the owner and founder, and I am the mama of the place. I'm the VP of operations and the spokesperson liaison. And then at night I turn into put on my cape, and I go and try to take over the music scene here in Denver.
Okay.
And God has really put me in touch with some good people here that genuinely are not just talking, but really like want me to be part of the scene here and things. And
I'm just happy that, you know, God is, is working on that here. And I'm also going to be a grand diva mom, my son Nick.
We're going to wrap
things
up.
Girls, they're any minute now, seriously. Not any day now,
okay,
but
well,
any minute now.
You're going to keep me posted. We got to get ready to go now. I want to thank you so much for coming on WAMRDB in the ladies' room. Thank you so much. Thank you, Karima. We love you, everyone. Listeners out there listening, have a wonderful night. God bless. And we'll see you next Tuesday at WAMRDB, the meeting in the ladies' room. Deja, thank
purple
you so much.
Love,
it's
everybody.
Deja getting on the line.
Yes, purple
love.
Purple love.
Let's see you when you get here, girl.
Thank you.
Here, here I come. Purple love.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. We're out. Thank you.
I love you guys. Thank you. So we got us a new addition to our family, DeMonica, Sister Karina.
Yes, we do.
So we will be. Well, I know you'll make it happen. Yeah, I know you'll make it happen that we get down there to Atlanta. You just let me know when, because, you know, I'm always down there. I mean, I was even on, we did Family Feud, so let me know when. I will go down there. Seriously, no problem.
I sure would. I'm going to give you a call back.
Looking feel of radio.